tenth parak of Megayim, sixth Mishnah. Shnei Nisokim Zebesatzeh. Two of these bald spots next to each other. The Shisha Shel Samav Sekes Beinehem. One row of hair in between them. So it has a large bald spot with a row of hair in between it, cutting it in half. Nifratim Mokim Echa Tomei. If it some of the hairs fell out from one part of that line of hair in between the two tzeras, then it is Tomei. Why is it Tomei? Because that's a type of pisayin. They're both Tomei. Yeah, or at least one of the two is Tomei. So he's Tomei. Mishnei Mekayim is if it got hair fell out in this on the top and the bottom of two points of this line, then it's Tomei because the remaining hair in the middle we treat it as Sa'al Shocha in the middle of a netek, which is a simon Tahaira. Kamatei HaPirsa. How big is the pirsa in order for these dinim to apply? Mokum shtei sairas. Two sairas fell off. It's considered that it grew. And, or, yeah. Nifetz mi mokum echad. Kigris tamei. If in one place the hairs fell out, the thickness of a gris, he is still tamei. Because even if there's a lot of hairs left, but in order for hair to be matam, it has to be in the center of the netek. But if it's connected to the sides of the netek, then it's just considered hairs around it and not hairs in it, and therefore it's not a siman tahayir.